Hello, it's noon on Wednesday the 16th of, no, that's not the 16th, the 14th of April. But if you listen to this live on the podcast, it's the 16th or later or whenever. So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good ever, good whatever. Let's get started with some great music. Hope you got your castanets ready. Castanets, rather. This is Esme Red, Epova, and the Nune Brothers. Right, so we're assembling in the various different chat rooms. I've got Roly, I've got Siro, Areshin, Areshin, get it right. we've got Peter Clitheroe, we've got Tamsin over there from Ooh, where is he? He's at tennis camp. Ooh, he's just having a spot of lunch. Ooh, get him. Ooh, how very nice. Yes, so, and Clithers is stuttering about something. Well, yeah. Nothing new there. But anyway, that was, who was that? That was, let me find the track. Esme Red. Oh, I can't find any more about it. Very typical. The track was called You Sydney Sat. And it's by Esme Red, who apparently is gone. And the Noon Brothers, or Nune Brothers, have got an album that have put together of some of her stuff. Never heard of her before, but doesn't matter. Let's say I've never heard of some of these people before, but doesn't really matter at all. I can just get on with it, as we say. I'm rambling incoherently today. Well, nothing new there then. Let's move on. Let's have something by DJ Norman, and this is Lyrical Roller.
We whip up a bit of enthusiasm, eh? Thank you.
So it's nice to have everyone on board. It's nice to have some people to talk to. It was a bit lonely last time when I was talking to the mic and no one was responding. So it's nice to have that. I must admit, I do find it a little bit difficult to communicate coherently. Well, normally I don't find it coherently communicate anyway, but I've got my headphones on and it's sort of I can hear my voice back. It's slightly out of phase, which is a bit off-putting, so I'm taking my headphones off while I do the conversational bit with you, dear listener. Anyway, so we had more two tracks there. We had DJ Norman with a track called Lyrical Roller. I think that's quite a new track, but it, I might have heard that before. I'm not sure. Or maybe I've just been playing it an awful lot. It came out last year. Maybe I've been playing it a lot, but not put it on a show. And after that, we had Phaele. That's Phaeleh. And a track called Taking It Back from an EP called From the Vaults. I think that goes back to 2012. Reminds Clithers of the Intro to Watcher of the Skies from Genesis. Oh, yeah. Yes, I see exactly what you mean. Yes, that beginning bit. Yes, that very much so. Let's go back and just hear that again. Sort of a... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let me hear the... Yeah. Very good, very good. Well spotted, that man. That's, well, yeah, he's still got these marbles after all these years. Yeah. Right, I was hoping young Miss Pinky was going to be on because I've got a fantastic bit of drum and bass-ish I thought she might like, but she can listen to it on catch-up because she's rather busy today. This is a great talk by Hippo Sound System featuring KOG and Franz Von, and the track is called Love Goes Where Love Is.
Yeah.
love that. I've had that on repeat for quite a few days now. Absolutely love that. Love Goes Where Love Is by Hippo Sound System featuring KOG and Franz Von. Does that come from an album? Comes from Tropical Beats on NYP Records, which is definitely worth checking out. Gonna find NYP Records at Bandcamp. They've got most of their albums up there. Well, they were when they first came out. They might not be free anymore, but there's some amazing stuff there. Really worth listening to. They're quite fresh to Bandcamp this year, I think, and I've been playing quite a bit of their stuff. Absolutely loved it. Mr. Tamsin, he says, we're saying apparently he reckons that Mr. Clitheroe is quite old. Well, yes, because he was talking about Genesis, but what you don't know, Tamo, is that Mr. Clitheroe was actually the road manager for Genesis in the old days, and from the album that we were talking about, Watch Your Disguise, which I think is on Foxtrot, isn't it? It's on Foxtrot or Nursery Cram, I think. It might be Foxtrot. So yes, he was with the very band at that time, so he remembers his Genesis stuff quite well. And one of the funny things we learned sort of a couple of years ago was that, I already knew that Clithers was exactly 10 years older than me. Well, not quite. I think he's, so is it? It's not quite 10 years minus 9 days older than me. And then we found out, of course, that Rowley is 10 years younger than me. So we have a 50-year-old now, a 60-year-old and a 70-year-old in the chat room. And what you don't know, the rest of you, is Tamsin has got the same birthday as me. So he was born on my 18th birthday. So he's exactly 42 in the way that I'm exactly 60. Connections, eh? Connections. Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thunk it? Right then, this is Eat Clean, Live Clean by Abia Yisrael.
Fucking
Marvellous. That was Abia Yisrael. She sent me the track herself. That is Eat Clean, Live Clean, brackets kosher. And that came out, comes out rather, on Chaya Studios, C-H-A-Y-A-H. I'm not quite sure where she's from, actually. I should have checked that before I sort of mentioned it. But I love the track. It's just got a really, really good groove. So I thought I'd have that one in there. Now, we've now established various connections between the various, haven't we? Of course, if you want to have a particular record that you want me to play, that, you know, something you've heard before or something you know that is pertinent to my weird and wonderful sense of humour and music, then do drop me a line. If you're in the chat room, you can ask that now. If you're not, you can obviously drop me a line at beat.kogel@gmail.com. Always worth listening to some good stuff there. And I see Tamsin here was actually wants Mr. Clitheroe's interview, autograph. Yeah. I'd like his autograph as well. Usually on the end of a check when he's paying for a beer or two. Which we hope to do again soon. I so want to get back to having some beers in London at their Brewdog. And we should have Sue O.S. Chin as well, as many people as possible. That would be really, really good. Right, let's move on. I'm going to do a bit of an outside broadcast now. Oh, Tom Hoyle's just arrived. Hello, Tom. Welcome to you. Hope you're going to enjoy the show. We're going to go to a bit of an outside broadcast now. This is something I did with Tamsin a bit earlier on. I sort of recorded this a bit earlier on, and I specifically asked him to have a lot of extra space, which he might need because he might want to do a bit of dancing to this. You can never tell. But anyway, let's go off live now to Tamsin out and about.
He heidly diddledy heidly died um heidly deedlum diddledy died humbity diddledy. Highly died, oh humbity deedlum die. Right, boys and girls, where are we today?
Ah, wasn't that marvellous? That was absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed that. That was an old track I haven't played for quite a long time. It goes back to 2011. Track's called Cascade, and the artist is called Doodle Drum. I absolutely love that. The artist is not a wee Scots lassie like Tamsin, but it's actually from the Ukraine. Absolutely, I just loved it. Those of you that don't know, Tamsin also does play the bagpipes himself. I think he plays it at weddings. Do you still do that, Tamo? I hope you do. I don't suppose you've done it for a while because there's been no weddings for a while, but absolutely marvellous. And you wouldn't hear that anywhere else, would you? Let's face it. You probably wouldn't, no. So, yes. Oh, okay. Tom Hoyle. Last week's PCB had me bloody confused, by the way, Pete. Good. I've actually got a reaction. I don't know if you listened to it. If you haven't, go and have a listen. It's on the podcast. It's on the feed. PeteCogle.com is where you'll find it. Something I've been meaning to do for quite a while, and I just never got around to it. And I thought last week, I'd sort of do that. So it's a bit different from the usual. Have a listen. See what you think. Right, and this is something new. Where did I find this? I found this at Bandcamp. I think I got this. Yes, I think I got this from Omar Willie over in Seattle, at the Seattle Star. And he's got a collection of various different Creative Commons jazz podcasts out on SoundCloud. Mixcloud. I've been having a little listen to some of those, and some of them have been fantastic. So a nice bit of jazz now. This is the D-Town Brass and a track called Cobbler's Dream. Thank you. Another track you're unlikely to ever hear anywhere else. That was the D-Town Brass and a track called Cobbler's Dream. I picked that up at Bandcamp. Definitely worth checking that one out. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been thoroughly sick of some of the music that has been coming out of the BBC over the last few days. I know Neil March, who's a sort of colleague worker with myself and Sue, has been quite vocal about the fact that some of the new music he was hoping was going to get played wasn't getting played because there was various comments about Phil the Greek, etc. And quite honestly, I've had my fill. There's no more I want to hear about that. And it was quite interesting that the BBC had to put up a special page because there were so many people that were complaining. I think 110,000 people complained. And then apparently 16 people complained. It was too easy to complain. Ha! Britain.
Britain, Britain, Britain.
bloody love that track. That is Straight Is the Gate by the High Low Zoists. And I always get that wrong. I often say High Zoloists, but it's not. It's High Low Zoists. From Toronto and Canada. And I first played that. Ooh, PC Podcast 66. Clickety-click. Back to October 2006, I played that track. Love that track. Absolutely loved it. It's just one of those soaring pieces of music which I really enjoy. That comes from an album called La Fin du Monde, and I don't know whether they're still together or not, but that was a really good old track which I dug out and I thought you'd like to play for you, so I did. Right, let's have another one. This is a band I haven't played for a long time as well. I'll find out in a minute how long it was since I played that, but this is Anything for a Quiet Life by the Telford Mining Disaster. That's a bit, quite of us will do just about ending for a not so quiet life at the moment, having had spent so long in lockdown, but it's coming out there nicely, isn't it? We've all been asked to get out. I've been out doing exercise for a few weeks now, and It's rather good, and we can go to the pub now, can't we? We can, outside. Yes, not many pubs in the village do outside stuff, but a couple do, so I think they've been successful. I hope they have. And my daughter will be back at work on Saturday, I think, so let's see how it all pans out. Right, that was a couple of old tracks there. That one particularly by the Telford Mining Disaster seems to go back. First time I played that was podcast 19, which goes back to April 26th, 2006. What a long time ago. Very good it was, though. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Let's go to something new and something completely different. Let's go in the house.
Pete Kogel
never fails to disappoint.
Pete Kogel.
So, In the House for a little couple of tracks there. First of which was by Osiris 4, and that was a track called Deep Down. Comes from an EP called Contrast EP, that came out on Digital Diamonds, which is rather excellent. And after that, we had Orwert, that's O H R W E R T, and that's on an album called, well, it says Splinch, but it doesn't mean Splinch, it's Space Lunch. Space Lunch 2020, on a track called Soliton, which is rather good. And there was an EP, not a track called Soliton, but the Best of Splinch 2020 was the title of that particular track, which is rather good. So nice to have a bit of a dance music or something like that, something you can hula hoop to. Various discussions going on about hula hooping, an exercise in the chat room at the moment. Sue was, of course, a bit of a hula hooping expert, and I do like my fitness exercise classes. I've been outside for the last couple of weeks and it's been rather good. Been very variable. It was absolutely freezing on Monday, and it was boiling the week before, so that's just the British weather, isn't it? Hey, brother, British weather. Scorch you 1 minute and then not the next. Right, let's move on. We got another track here. This came out from Oh, Chinese Man, and comes from their album Groove Sessions, which one is it, number 5? Yeah, Groove Sessions number 5, which was just over a year old now. This features Chinese Man, Scratch Bandits Crew, and a Baja Frequency, and the track is called No Man.
Yeah.
Serious exercise music, perhaps? That was... how long is that track? Let's have a look. Hang on. It's only 4.5 minutes long, but imagine if you do an exercise for that long, you'd probably die. Two of my exercise instructors are both very much into fast tracks and lots of arm exercises, and one is particularly into drum and bass. She's normally here today, but she's not today. But maybe just as well, because if she hears that, I dare say we'll have that on the playlist. That was Crush Groovin'. It was a mashup by Liquid Stranger versus Run DMC. That was played in a dubstep zone many, many years ago. Absolutely marvellous. Hope you enjoyed that. What did we have before that? I can't remember now. What have we got? What did I have? Chinese Man, Scratch Bandit's Crew, by Here Frequency, and a track called No Man, which has obviously been sampled from an old track as well, blues track, I think. I can't remember who by, though. But there you go. That's good stuff. Right, let's change tempo again. This is an old track by DJ Delay, also known as Brian May, from Berlin. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Really want to go back to Berlin. I want to go back to Berlin and drink Brewdog with me mates. You know who you are. You're all invited. And this would be rather good to listen to this as well. This is Ushtunde by DJ Delay.
Thank you. Can you tell your whelk from your winkle? Or how about your stickleback from your humpback? Well, don't worry, because you don't need to know the first thing about fishing to enjoy
PC Podcast. Little track I found this week was by Miko, a track called Bad Ending, and that's available on the Lost Rogue Records, which can be quite interesting, it can be quite weird as well, from an album called Emo Gen. Just very nice little 2 minute 20 seconds of sort of dumb and bassy type stuff, really lovely. Before that we heard DJ Delay and Ushtunde, from an album called Midi East EP. He usually plays sort of fairly Balkany, was it called Balkany? I don't know, sort of middle European stroke Jewish stroke whatever you care to call it, wonderful tunes. Yeah, that was a different experience from him. That came from an EP from 2012, but he's still going live, he's still playing that live. There's some mixes available out there on SoundCloud, etc., so definitely worth checking that out. Right, it's last track time. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show this week. Thank you for joining me. We certainly had 6 people, 5 of whom I knew. One was incognito, but that's fine, I don't mind the incognito. Just listening in. If you are listening in and you have enjoyed it, come back again. Do you want me to do this every week, or do you want me to do this every sort of couple of weeks, or on a special occasion? Just let me know. Would like some feedback on that. And if you haven't listened to last week's pre-recorded show, it was a bit different, so have a listen to that on the website, petekogel.com. I got one last track, and this is by, where are they? Dubanko. Dubanko. This came out on ODG, original Dub Gathering, of course, a fantastic place for dubby type records. This comes from a new album, which came out a couple of days ago, called Migration, and the track is called Gross Cookie. So Dubanko, Gross Cookie, this has been Pete Kogel, this has been PCP 692. You've been whoever you are, and thank you for listening. I'll see you soon, folks.
stops automatically. You just throw it away.